Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the losses in the cattle markets?
Leslie, when you get down to it, there was no big fresh news today. I think we just continue to see a combination of things that weigh on our cattle complex. Everything from seeing lower bids in our feed yards today to the negative trend of the charts out there to the lack of any kind of fresh, price bullish news to support the market. So we saw the selling once again develop today, pushed the markets down. Now, we did bounce off the lows, but it was still a negative close. We saw choice box beef actually up 41 cents at mid-morning, selects up 70 cents on a movement of 97 loads. We saw the pork cuts down $1.95. The cattle kill was 108,000 head. And on the close today, October cattle $1.32 lower, December down $1.30, September feeders down $1.30, October feeders down $1.40, and October lean hogs 50 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The 31st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup back home at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma on the 28th and 29th of August. 12 historic ranches competed in 6 events, including wild cow milking, stray gathering, and the wild horse race. The OCA Range Roundup, sponsored by your Oklahoma Ford dealers, supporting once again the Children's Miracle Network. The OCA Range Roundup. For tickets, go to www.lazye.com. or call 800-595-RIDE.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Tom, what influenced the grain markets today?
I think one thing that really influenced us was the lack of any news. And there was definitely no price bullish news out there. As we continue to see our markets be concerned about, especially the fact that demand in the world for U.S. grains and soybean products is still lagging well behind last year. And that's not good news, because it's not like we've got a shortage of grain out there or soybeans. So a lack of demand can hurt us as this market just continues to reflect negativeness, whether we're talking wheat, corn, or soybeans. On the close today, September KC wheat did manage to hold a half a penny higher, while December KC was up a quarter of a penny. But December Chicago wheat down 5 1/4. September corn and December corn both down 3 3/4. September soybeans closed 16 1/2 lower. November down 12 3/4. And December cotton 65 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.